Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. And today I got a couple of all-star Cookeville Cavaliers in the house talking some football and talking some scholarship and some getting to play at the next level. We got Mason Taylor from Cookeville High School and Jordan Burris. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Mace, you've been on one time before, and we talked a little bit about some of the stuff we're going to kind of talk about again, but it was pre. So it was kind of talking about your season and the success that you guys were having at that time. And, man, a lot has happened since then, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, gosh, man, you know, having been someone who's kind of been through the same type of things you guys just went through, I mean, what is your takeaway, you know, from the 4 years that you spent in high school leading up to the opportunity to make it to the next level? We'll start with you, Taylor.
It's honestly been a blessing. It's been a ride. You know, it's honestly just been a blessing. Just kind of had to stay patient, wait for my turn, and just keep grinding. And it'll pay off. I'll tell any younger kid that if you grind, it'll pay off for sure. But it's been awesome. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
All right, Jordan, how about you, man?
Same thing. Along with Lonzo, Mason said, you know, you gotta. There's a lot of adversity you gotta push through. You know, like a lot of ups and downs you gotta get through to get with the scouting and up in the colleges. You know, you just never know if you're gonna get looked at by a coach or not. You just gotta wait your time and just keep working, and they'll just come and find you. You don't gotta find them.
So that adversity you guys went through a lot. Sure. You know, your 4 years that you're playing there, going from Coach Maynard to Coach Hennigan. your junior season for both of you was the adversity.
Well, yeah.
But even during that adversity, kind of going to battle with your friends and, you know, developing those friendships along the way means a lot. People don't understand that. I mean, you still can develop a great team concept, team atmosphere, and friends and lifelong memories and all of that, even if your team doesn't do so great. Mm-hmm. But it did create that opportunity for adversity for your team.
For sure.
And with a new coach, that forced you guys to grow together, because everybody on your team, if they stay around, wants to win. They want to have success. They want to be able to, you know, puff that chest out when you walk around school and, you know, be something that stands out to your school. And you guys did that. But it took that adversity,
sure,
your junior seasons. Let's talk a little bit about that. Jordan, start with you.
Yeah, you know, like just coming from sophomore year with Maynard, just going 1-9, we didn't really know what was going to be in store for us that next year. Then when Coach Hennigan came, it was like a building year for us. He kind of flipped it a little bit, you know, got more wins than we did that past year. But it was just a year that we just needed to build and keep progressing as a team. And then he did that by our senior year, and we went up to the playoff game farther than anybody thought we could. So I just feel like, you know, he really came in and changed the whole culture around, and just for the best for all of us.
Mason, how about you?
Yeah, like Jordan said, definitely a building year. People from the outside would just be like, you know, they went 3-8, like they're not good, like they suck. But it really was quite honestly the opposite. Just a building year. Coach Hennigan came in, kind of flipped everything, and like you said, it paid off. We went 8-4, second round of the playoffs. Not done from our team in a while, so it was definitely awesome to be a part of.
Yeah, and you talk about the, you know, the memories along the way. There were good memories even in your junior season, but
for sure,
definitely a lot more involvement, a lot more folks interested in the Cavaliers, Cavalier Nation really coming back, you know, and supporting you guys during that run. And it just had to be exciting to be a part of that. And, you know, number one, going into that season, you had to know you had something special. You knew you were going to be a lot better than you were your junior year, although that was improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you were going to be a lot better, and the pieces just started to fit in place, mm-hmm, you know, with Coach Hennigan and his staff that he put in place there at Cookeville High School. Going from your junior to senior season for you guys, what was the biggest difference? You mentioned a great word, Jordan, culture.
Mm-hmm.
There was a culture change. You know, what does that mean? So when Coach Hennigan stepped up there the first time and talked to you guys, did you realize pretty quickly that things were about to change? Go ahead, Jordan.
So when he got there, it was like, and I wouldn't necessarily say like a shock, but I just knew that it was going to be a good year for us, because like he came in and – you know, he changed the things for us. He made, like, a lot of people, like, just want to win and, like, want that drive whenever he came here. And so, like, by him just changing that culture, everybody was, like, like just had that mindset that they're just ready to go and like do anything for Coach Hennigan that way and just work hard for him.
Yeah, to build off that, I think it really just took like people buying in, like the want to win, the want to be great and leave our mark. So it definitely just took the buy, like Jordan said, just buying in really to the program and to what Coach Hennigan was not only saying to us, but showing us for sure. So
pretty tough question, but when you talk about buy-in, you got to have maybe a carrot dangling out there to mm-hmm. create that motivation for you guys. So you had to have the feeling that you were getting the people in the right places, and just a vast difference on the field from your junior year to your senior year. Mm-hmm. You saw highlights of what it could be during your junior season, but just weren't able to pull it together. The pieces just weren't in place. What kind of change from that junior season to the senior season that would allow you to reach the level that you did?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I know defensively, my junior year we were very young. We lost a lot of guys next year on defensively at least. But I don't know. It was just honestly just growing up a little bit. You know, we had some experience and we had to carry that into next year. But offensively, like whole different game plan. You know. My junior year, we had air raid. You know, we had Mace, Brock, Jaden, all of them. We were kind of an air raid team, and we just had to kind of switch mentalities. We were kind of just a run it down your throat type of team, like make you stop us. You know, kind of run attack.
So pretty important transition, and you guys both played both ways. So nowadays, you see teams platooning. You only play one way. How important was it for you guys to get on the field on both offense and defense?
I feel like it was important for both of us because, you know, like we had got good film from offensive, defensive side. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just with the scouting and everything going around, like that's like just a good exposure for both of us to get up out there and playing like mainly like everything on the side of the ball. So,
no. So Jordan, if you had your choice, would you be on the field every play of the game?
No. I'll be on there for special teams and defense if I had a choice.
There you go. So defense is your calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. That's what I thought I'd hear.
Yeah.
Mace, how about you?
I'm a defensive guy just like him. Yeah. You know that. But yeah, it's really good. It's good to be versatile for sure, especially college coaches looking at you. They like that a lot. So, but yeah, being versatile really helps not only the team, but you like yourself, you know, in the long run for sure.
So I'll be honest with you, Mace. I would not have guessed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When the ball was in your hands, you enjoyed having the ball in your hands. Oh, yeah. Same thing for you, Jordan. I didn't feel like it was something that you didn't enjoy doing. And you know, both of you guys made the most of that when you got on the field, whether it was on offense or defense. So kudos to that, because sometimes in today's, you know, high school football, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be in tip-top shape, mm-hmm. you know, to be out there and play that whole game. You know, back when I was in school, we didn't have a choice. It was just the way we did. There wasn't any platooning at all, mm-hmm. and we didn't know any different. But now it's a little bit more specialized. And mm-hmm. with a school like Coolville, a bigger school, you've got a lot more kids mm-hmm. that are available. And a lot of those guys stepped up this year. You heard names this year that you didn't hear the previous year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those folks stepped up. So in your mind, you know, the guys that you played with, name-wise, position-wise, who really stepped up to help the team this year that maybe you didn't know that was going to be able to, or did you know it the whole time that it was going to happen?
One name that pops in my mind is for sure is Jack Massengill. I think he was by far one of our best players, not only defensively, but on the team. You know, he kind of got bigger, stronger, and I think he for sure helped us out a lot on defense, for sure.
Yeah, that's a name there that mm-hmm. you know, been around football for a long time. Of course, you guys probably don't know that, you know, Daddy Massengill played at Cumberland University, was an All-American there.
Yep.
You know, so they got a pretty good history there, and all of them have, you know, had a big impact at Coolville High School mm-hmm. that played there. How about you, Jordan?
I would have to be a little younger guy. I would have to say Jackson Jones.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He honestly, when he first came here, I didn't think he would be ready to first step in, like, our varsity game and make plays, but he proved me wrong, and he started turning up all throughout the season.
Yeah, I actually played some offense and defense there. Sorry. And was Jackson a freshman this year?
He was, yes.
Yeah, so you, at the level that you guys play at, you know, is the highest level of football in the state of Tennessee, you don't see a lot of freshmen getting an opportunity to play, especially on some of your better teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that had to be a pretty big surprise. And I'll have to say I was a little surprised myself. But definitely something in future people will be looking at, because anytime you get a chance to play at your level as a freshman, that's setting you up for some positive things as time goes on. So, gosh, man, so much enjoyment and pleasure out of this season for not only you guys but the fans that were watching. Mm-hmm. You could tell that every Friday night you guys were home. The stands were packed. And, you know, I don't know what it is in Putnam County right now, but this class – this senior class that has gone through, you know, Upperman made it to the state championship. You guys went as far as you did, and now you turn around and look at basketball, and both Cookeville High School and Upperman High School and the girls at Upperman High School are all going to state playoffs. I don't know if that's ever happened in the past. So what is it about your class that stands out?
It's honestly impressive. There's a lot of athletes everywhere. It's awesome, though. It's all for Putnam County, for sure. It's awesome. I know, at least for Cookeville High School boys basketball, they've worked at it. I'm proud of them for sure. But yeah, they've worked at it. They deserve it. So hopefully they can keep it going into the state. But
that's cool.
But yeah, no, it's awesome for sure. Honestly, even for Upperman. So
yeah, no doubt. You think that?
You know, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I've been saying that our 24 class was the best class. Even like as a freshman, I said we were going to be the best class that comes out. And then just seeing the basketball and like all Putnam County just doing accomplishing what they love and stuff is just good to see. It's like great, because they support us as much as we support them. So it's just good to see that their hard work's paying off.
That's awesome. Sure. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. But first, we want to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Mason Taylor and Jordan Burris, college bound from Cookeville High School. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. Your host again, Sam Brooks, with Mason Taylor and Jordan Burris from Cookeville High School, all stars in football this last year. And we were just getting into the class that exists here in Putnam County this year, with Upperman High School basketball team going to the state playoffs, Cookeville High School going for basically what is the first time. And you know, I played basketball at Cookeville High School, and we were on some pretty good teams, and I didn't realize. And even after I graduated, you know, there were some really good basketball teams. I never realized that they had not won a region before.
That's crazy.
A regular season and a tournament region championship. That was amazing. So kudos to those guys. And then just something about this class. Sometimes it happens that way, but normally it's at one school or the other. So what do you think is attributed to that? I know years ago we went from basically one middle school to several different middle schools across the district. Do you think those student athletes have an opportunity to play, you know, where if you just have one team in Putnam County, like at Cookeville Junior High, what it used to be, you know, there's only a set amount of opportunities for, you know, the folks on that team. So do you think the middle school and how they're building them out has helped with giving kids more opportunities to play? What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it – you know, obviously spreads out the talent. You know, you can get kids on the field that, you know, might not get on the field at one joint middle school for sure. But yeah, no, it's awesome. And then you just get to come together most of the time at one high school in Cookeville. So, you know, some kids go to Upperman, you know, to kind of do their own thing. But most of the time at Cookeville, and kind of, you know, join and start, you know, the next 4 years playing together. So, yeah, no, it's cool. I like that the talent is spread out, and, you know, everyone can kind of do their own thing and compete.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Same thing with what Mason was saying. Yeah, they can just – I think it's good because, you know, there's so many opportunities out there for different kids, and they can kind of just choose their own path and how to – which way to go and just compete for what they're just trying to accomplish in with their sports and everything. So I think that's good how they just branch out like that.
Awesome. So I know you're from Cookeville. So have you always lived in Cookeville?
Mm-hmm.
You've lived in Cookeville. So what, you know, growing up in Cookeville, you know, things have changed just a little bit. It definitely changed in football,
mm-hmm.
As time has gone on, especially in college now. We're going to kind of transition into that. So, you know, growing up in Cookeville versus other places, how do you feel about Cookeville really growing? Cookeville High School is turning in the right direction. Not that it was ever anything bad or anything mm-hmm. wrong, but it just seems like all of the programs out there are really coming together. You know, I've seen more unity this past year between the programs that I've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Karen Trennan, the new principal out there, is doing a heck of a
Absolutely.
Job. So, you know, give me the pulse. You know, what's going on with Cookeville High School, and how do you guys feel about it?
I was just going to say, it speaks volumes to, you know, the administration and, you know, who they bring in as coaches, you know, assistant coaches, all that. For sure, but I think we've honestly just got the right coaching at this point. You know, Coach Hurd, Coach Gillis, Coach Hennigan, all done very good things for Cookeville. So, yeah, honestly just speaks volume to who we bring in to coach and raise better young men and women for sure.
So, Jordan, how does it feel to be a part of that tradition? You know, you got some great coaching going on at the middle school, and you mentioned girls basketball, and mm-hmm. they've – you know, Coach has came in and done a really good job with the girls' basketball team, having some of the best teams they've ever had there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you throw that in with your football and the basketball, as we chronicled already, it's got to be cool to be a part of that building of a tradition. Cool's been a pretty traditional school in the past, but sometimes it goes in waves. How does it feel to be a part of that strong class that's kind of taking it to a different level?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it just goes to show that we've really, like, come forward to, like, just our hard work is paying off and stuff like that. And just, like, with all the coaches, you know, the coaches and administration, too, like, their support is really what pushed us, you know. Like, they're even, like, on and off of their own sports, like, with the coaches, they like, show how much they care. You know, they'll help you with anything. Same with the administration. They just push us. So I feel like it's just a great thing to be able to grow up and be a part of all this.
Yeah. What is it about winning, guys? I mean, you've had to have a fantastic year at Cookeville High School this year, just going to class and, you know, just the day-to-day grind has had to be much better this year with everybody, you know, being successful. And it's had to be just different, you know, going to school every day and some of the homework, some of the assignments, some of the things you've had to do probably seemed a little bit easier this year with that success. And I've always been one to say, you know, when the sports teams do real good, it's a much more enjoyable year at school.
Sure. Absolutely.
What's your thoughts?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously winning's fun. No matter if you're in the game, you know, with football or watching with, you know, basketball or whatever, you know, just to see your classmates succeed is always awesome. But yeah, it all just puts you in a better mood. Just put the aura is just better when teams are winning. Yeah, it just really makes it brings the school together for sure. Unites classmates. Winning really does a lot for a school.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Anything to add there?
No, I could. Mason said it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in it long enough, we've all been lucky enough to be a part of that, and that's called building tradition.
For sure.
And you guys have gone a long way to establish the expectation, and can't say enough about what Coach Hennigan has done on his side of it, and then Josh Hurd, Coach Gillis, and they all get along. They like being around each other. When I've noticed, you know, when you guys go to a basketball game, you're as entrenched in the action as anybody.
For sure.
And, you know, so were the basketball players who don't play football. You know, when the same thing with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coaches, you've got a new coach there who I think is really going to, you know, take what Coach Chaffin did and build on it and make – I can't wait, you know, to see how they do and how the softball team does, because this appears to be countywide, a really good athletic class that's been building for a while. So that's got to be cool for you guys to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited to see what, you know, Coach Bush and Coach Webb have for, you know, the spring sports. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be cool just to see them follow through.
For sure.
You know, I told Coach Webb last time I saw him, no pressure, man. You got to put together some good stuff. Yeah, Coach Bush, too. Yeah, he was actually there when I coached at Cool. Yeah, so great to see him back and leading that team. So, guys, let's transition the conversation a little bit into recruiting. There's probably a lot of folks out there listening, parents and kids, that, you know, you guys have done it. Are going to be able to play at the next level. Mason, you at Tennessee Tech, and Jordan, you at Arkansas State. So let's talk about that decision, Jordan. I'm sure you had a lot of options and some opportunities, and Arkansas State is a Division I program. And so, you know, what went into the decision-making process for you to end up going there?
Yeah, I could say what really, like, brought it together was just how much, like, even before my official visit, is just how much the – Butch Jones and then the defensive coordinator and, like, just the rest of the whole staff, they really showed how much they wanted me, because they kept in touch with me all even before they were going to invite me to the visit and could, like, as I got on the visit. So I'd say when I got down there, it was just, like, immediate, like, culture shock, I'd say, is, like, they immediately just introduced me as, like, family and just showed me how it was going to be. Everybody was just down there happy to see me and all that. So, and they just, I liked a lot of the things they do down there already. So it was just it wasn't a really much of a hard decision to know where I was going to go.
Butch Jones, that's a familiar name. Where do I know that name from?
Tennessee.
Yeah, he coached at University of Tennessee. My coach at Tennessee Tech, Gerald Brown, was a consultant for him up in Knoxville, and he really thought the world of him. So
yeah.
I'd say you're in good hands. So.
I really like that coach. He's a good coach.
He's a player's coach.
Yeah.
He's a player's coach. Well, guys, we're going to have to take another break. I'm here with Mason Taylor and Jordan Burris from Cookeville High School. We'll take that break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is Sam Brooks with Mason Taylor and Jordan Burris from Cookeville High School. Stars on the football field this year, and the immense turnaround that Cookeville High School had with the leadership of Coach Taylor Hennigan, and really turned the program around. And we were kind of talking about your college choices. I know, Mason, you at the very end, honestly, just to be real honest with everybody, you know, Mason, you didn't really know if that's what you wanted to do until the very end. Mm-hmm. And you decided somewhere along the way your senior season that you wanted to take a look at that. And and as you did, and, you know, folks started understanding that you wanted to play, you started to get some pretty quick action on your end.
Yeah, it was right after our season had finished, literally the Monday after, I was like, man, I can't
can't
watch.
Be your last game.
No, I can't. And so I just kind of, you know, hit up Coach Van. I was like, hey, I kind of want to change my mind. Kind of want to get into recruiting. I need to play. And yeah, he helped me out big time. Him and Coach Hennigan both. But yeah, it was stressful. Honestly, to be quite honest with everyone, it was stressful. The key is just staying patient. I would give anyone that advice, to just stay impatient. You'll find the right place for you for sure. But yeah, it was honestly awesome. It's stressful, but I mean, that's going to happen. So, but yeah.
Well, a lot of kids, student athletes your age would give just about anything to be in that same position, because unfortunately, you know, only about 5% make it from the high school level to the next level, and that's not a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at the pro level, less than 1%, you know, get even an opportunity to go to that next level. So you both are very blessed. But I know from experience, it's because of a lot of hard work and dedication that you guys have that opportunity. There had to be some folks in your lives along the way that kind of helped you out. Maybe some folks that have been there before, but gave you counsel along the way that had to help. Anybody you want to bring out now?
For sure. Just obviously my family, my parents, first, obviously, but, you know, all my coaches, you know, throughout, not even really just football, just basketball, soccer, you know, all my coaches just really pushing me, to, you know, be the best player I could be in whatever sport I was doing. But, yeah, for sure. Definitely my dad. That would have to be number one for me. He's always been the the type of guy to just really push me to be my best no matter what. You know, my mom's kind of always the loving type. That's usually how it goes.
I want to go on record as saying that I didn't tell him to say that, Mom. I thought it would have been Mom. No, yeah. I get it.
No, but yeah, Dad's for sure been pushing me since I was, I don't even know how old, but yeah, he's, I would say he would have to be number one for sure.
That's awesome. Jordan.
Yeah. Same thing with me. I have to say, you know, my dad and then my two brothers and then all my coaches and like even like administration too, like their support
for sure.
Is just amazing, out of this world. Like, you know, my dad, he's him and my two brothers, when they get together, and like it's hectic, I would say. You know, they all played football and went to college, so I mean they know what it's like. So they just pushing me, like I got to listen to them, and just they've been there so they can tell me and how to get better, how hard it is. You know, it's like I can't just go in there with my chest down and expect not to work and then at the next level. So they really just been there just to push me. Even though, like, through the ups and downs, I've just been there, so I thank them a lot.
Mace, back to you. So, Tennessee Tech, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was very obvious, very apparent. I was going to go there. You know, everything really was perfect for me. You know, I get to stay close to, obviously, stay close to family, stay close to mom, dad. But yeah, no, it's where I've grown up. Everything I know is here. And then you know, the opportunity to play scholarship, the Division I football, just I couldn't really pass that up. So, but yeah, it's just I've always been Tech football in my life. You know, my dad went to Tech, so but yeah, it's honestly just a perfect situation. I'm excited for, you know, the new staff, what Coach Wilder's building, and so I'm just ready to get to work for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, Tennessee Tech just going through a coaching change, which was tough. I think everybody thought the world of Coach Alexander. I know I did, and I can say this. He left the program in a much better place than when he found it. And so, you know, unfortunately, those changes have to occur. Mm-hmm. And brought in Coach Wilder, who I've gotten to know over the last couple of months. And, you know, that dude's like an Energizer bunny. Man.
Oh, my.
I was at workouts
yes.
6 a.m. the other morning. And, I mean, he's as pumped up as anybody in the gym, which is amazing. So I think you made a pretty good decision.
Absolutely.
I want to take you back to your six-year-old self. You know, when you started playing ball, you know, did you ever think you were going to have the opportunity to be here?
I couldn't even imagine. At that young of age, I wasn't even thinking about what life would be like when I was 18 years old. But, yeah, it's just been a blessing for sure. Just always working hard and just getting after it and anything I did, you know, whether it was sports or school or whatever. But no, it's honestly been awesome. I wouldn't trade it for the world for sure.
Jordan, how about you?
Well, to be honest, at six, I honestly didn't even think I was going to play football. To be honest, but that was whenever I was more of a basketball guy. That's where mm-hmm. I really liked it. But, and I honestly thought I was going to go to the NBA when I was And then, but like when I started like growing and developing, I found out that I was absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
at basketball.
That jumper is, I can confirm that jumper is garbage.
But it's okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll say sixth grade is when I started like actually trying to get into football because we had tryouts at Prescott. I didn't even think I was going to go. I was like hesitating at first. And then my brother just told me that I just need to go and try. And then it worked out for the best for me. So I'm kind of glad that I did.
Yeah, y'all had some pretty good ball even back then. But, yeah, the important thing, you know, is you've said the right things. Hard work, dedication, you know, getting through that adversity along the way. And there's younger folks out there that will be listening to this and their parents. Mm-hmm. You know, what is your advice to someone out there is listening that maybe has a child or is a child, you know, in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade right now who thinks – you know, they may want to do this. What advice would you give them?
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You know, just try it. You know, if you don't like it, you know, you don't like it. But, you know, I honestly, I was kind of the same boat with Jordan. You know, I was more of a basketball guy growing up, but I kind of fell into a love with football just because I tried it. You know, it's just like really not, like what's the worst that can happen, you know? So I would just recommend just trying it out, you know, see if you like it, see if that's your thing. But if it's not, like, that's okay too, so.
Yeah, I'd have to say just make sure you always stay humble and your work ethic stays on top of you because, you know, even with whatever sport you're playing, like, the work's going to have to come. You're going to have to go the extra step to be better, like you want to be, and like, you know, you gotta get better 1% every day. Mm-hmm. So if you really wanna, if your goal is really to go play at the next level or anything, you gotta make sure you're doing all that, doing the right things, you know, just making sure, pushing that extra step to get where you want to go.
Really want to touch on this, being on the recruiting side and knowing a little bit about this. How important is academics nowadays?
Oh, very, very important. I don't even know, like, if you have bad grades, it's definitely a lot harder to get looked at, get recruited. If you know you have like a, you know, 3.5, 4.0, you know, even a 3.0 is very solid. So, but yeah, if you have bad grades, you know, it's extremely hard to get recruited, even by lower level schools, for sure.
Exactly.
You're not only talking about the work that's involved in practice, and, you know, to be a potential college athlete, you know, you talk about being in practice early, staying late, you know, doing all those extra things that some of the guys, even you played with, that were pretty good, you know, weren't willing to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a separator. But, you know, we talked about a lot of good things. Academics is huge nowadays. I mean, if you're under a 3.0 nowadays, that you're probably not even going to get the opportunity.
Correct.
Because, you know, coaches get their funds nowadays based on the number of kids they graduate and not the number of kids they have in the program like it used to be. And so that's why you've seen that increase in expectation and some kids not getting recruited if they're not good with their academics. You guys didn't look into this. Even if you didn't know you were wanting to do it or maybe didn't think you could do it, when you got to the chance, you still put the work in and you still put the time in to get to where you wanted to go and be the best that you can be. And guys, that's what it's all about, right?
For sure, yeah, for sure. Couldn't have said any better myself.
Well, I mean, I just know.
You
talk to so many people.
For sure.
And I think anybody that's played and been there would sit here and say the same thing. Mm-hmm. It don't happen by chance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few athletes out there that are just naturally
gifted
and can do a lot of great things when they're on the field. But most of the time, you know, 99% of the time, it takes a concerted effort.
For sure.
Not only by you, but your family. So just real quick, let's touch on how much your family has meant to you on this way, on this track to getting recruited and signed. How important has that been, that support?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was really everything. The foundation, I would describe it as. You know, they're taking you all over the place just to, you know, see if you like this school, see if you don't like the school. I mean, family's really everything, and getting recruited, just having a solid support system, for sure. But yeah, I know personally they helped me out a lot. Always there, and not even really just recruiting, but just football in general. You know, there's a lot of lows, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. Just giving me, you know, balanced. Just throughout everything, really.
Awesome. Jordan?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been a blessing. Like, the family that I've been blessed with is just great, you know, like having to go on all these visits across, like, just everywhere, you know, hours away, had to fly places, like, all the flights they had to take, you know. I know it's not easy on them, you know, especially with kids they got and everything, but I'm just, like, thankful for them, you know. It's been a long journey, I'd say, like, just with recruiting and football, like, all these years, it's been hectic sometimes, you know, especially with the recruiting part, just all the scouting, you know, very stressful, like Mason said before, you know, you never know what's going to happen, so you just got to sit back and wait, and, you know, you might end up waiting a longer time than you expect or you think, but, you know, everything's going to happen out for the best.
Well, guys, that's awesome. I appreciate you guys taking the time today and educating folks on your journey.
Absolutely.
And, I got to watch you guys the last couple of years, and you both have what it takes. You just got to get in there, dig in, and kind of do what you did at Cookeville High School. Do it where you're going now. And I think you both are going to be on the field pretty quickly. And just really, it's going to be tough. It's a job. It is a job. But if you love it, then, you know, it's going to take care of it, and that passion will kick in and get you through. But just get out there and do the best you can. I appreciate you guys being on the show and taking the time to come join me today. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for joining us again on Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. We'll see you next time.